So how are you guys doing today? It's beautiful outside. Okay, so the key word of the day is sundown for me, for my sermon is sundown. So I was just going to start off saying with a story. So I have a friend, and her name is Averly. And Averly loves people. She loves going places. She loves hanging out with friends. And I'm pretty social, so like I like doing the same things. And about maybe 2 weeks ago, we had like this big party come up, and it happened to be on a Friday night. And I had told them that I would ask to go for like a little bit until sundown and then go home, but it had started at sundown, and it was not ending anytime soon after that. So I told her, I was like, well, I can't go because it's the Sabbath, and she had 101 questions about why I couldn't go. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, some of those questions I can't answer because it's like, I don't really know myself. And so after that, I thought about it, and I was like, okay, well, if someone else asked me this, I need to know the answer to it so I could teach people and I could also learn myself. And so I was wondering also why I find it, well, I used to, it's gotten easier over time, but why I found it so much of almost like a burden to have the Sabbath. Because most of like sporting events and parties so happen to be on a Friday night. And sometimes it could be hard with like friends. They always want like, they want you to come with them. And then like you see the pictures after and it's like, wow, I wanted to be there. And it could be sometimes upsetting. And so over time, I've just like learned to like deal with it. But like it's become easier. Because on Friday nights, you would worship with your family, or that's what I do. Every Friday night, we like sing songs and we open the Sabbath, and then on Saturday nights, we close it. But throughout the week, we try to pray every day before we leave, and we try to make that like routine, so it almost becomes easier. And us humans, we have habits, and when we have a habit, it just becomes easier and easier. So on Friday nights, Friday nights should not only be the day that we worship God, because we should be able to worship Him throughout the week. And then it's not that different on Friday nights. And we should be able to accept the fact that God asks us for only one day out of the week, and it should be easy for us to be able to give back that time to Him. So, let's see. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3, it says, "Work may be done 6 days, but on the seventh day, there must be a Sabbath of complete rest, a sacred assembly. You are not to do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord wherever you live." So if God could set aside one day of the week just to rest, so can we. Because we have the whole 6 days of the week to be able to do whatever we want, go to all the parties, all the games, but on Friday nights, we should be able to set aside that time for Him. And if we put God first, it's going to make our life easier, because with God, anything is easier. And so on Friday nights, it's just going to be us taking even more time towards Him and really just spending time with our church friends and family. And that could also be time we are able to teach our friends why we can't do certain things, but that it's not like, it's not a burden. It's something that's going to help us in the future. Thank you.
Hello? It's loud. Okay, I'm going to pray before I do this because I'm a little nervous. Dear Jesus, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for bringing everybody here safely, and I thank you for the youth service that is going well, and I ask you to please give me knowledge on what I'm speaking to these people, let their hearts be open to learn. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I'll start with the question. Who knows the biblical meaning of trial? For those who don't know, trial is a situation by God, sent by God, to test your faith, to test and grow your faith. So now that we know the biblical meaning of trial, who has been through a trial? Okay. Trials will come at any time of day. Like your friend, you could be at work, and your friend, you get a call from your friend that your brother died. That's a huge trial, because you love your brother, because I love Dwight, even though I don't show it. I remember a few years ago, my grandma, she died. It was my mom's mom, And I think it was a Friday, and the next day, on Saturday, we were in Belize. It was a trial for my mom, and it was a trial for me to see her like that. So there's another person in the Bible that you might know who had a trial. His name was Abraham, and y'all know the trial he went through. He had to kill his son. Well, he didn't kill his son, but you know what I mean. So I'm going to read Genesis 22, I think to verse 12, just to show y'all what happened. All right. After these things, God tested Abraham, and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell you." And he said, "Take now thy son, thy bound son, Isaac, whom you covetest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and after him, and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you." And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled up. He took two of his young men, and him and Isaac, his son, and clave the end wood for the burnt offering. And then I'll skip down to 10. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But an angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on that boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know you fear God, because you have not withheld me from your son, your only son." God gave him a trial to kill his only son. So why can't we be like Abraham, willing to kill our son for God? Sacrifice our son for God. All right, yeah. Well, that's about it. Sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. That wasn't it. The key word for the kids, the key word is Sabbath. I changed it. So.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. So my key word for today is rest. So, yeah. The Sabbath. What is the Sabbath all about? The fourth commandment says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord thy God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your male servants, nor your female servants, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor your cattle, nor the stranger within your gates." And yes, people, that's your stepmom, your stepdad, your college buddies, your favorite cousin, your best friend, your work colleagues, your Facebook pals, your Twitter buddies, and etc. "For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and he rested." Did I say he worked?
No.
"And he rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." The word Sabbath means rest, and rest implies that you have already labored, making the seventh day the day of rest. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of school, tired of the same routine during the week, tired of being in the same sinful actions. Besides, this rest could be that we are resting from things such as swearing, lying, cheating, non-focus, and disobedience to our parents. I know my mom can't wait for that. She's back there saying, "Praise God for the Sabbath." So, leave the Sabbath alone. Let other things be put aside. I'm tired and need my Sabbath rest from all unrighteousness and as much as possible. I know I'm bad sometimes, and I know I'm not the most perfect kid, but I try, especially on the Sabbath. So God indicates that we rest on the Sabbath and set aside all of our work. That includes everyone. So we have 6 days out of the week to do all of our work, but on the seventh day, he gives us a beautiful rest, just as he did. So those of us who work or who have part-time jobs or chores that we must do, you know, like cutting the grass and washing the dishes, drying the dishes, putting the dishes away. Wait. How about getting our names called 24/7 by our parents just to get the TV remote that's just sitting right next to them? Yeah, don't forget about washing the car, drying the car, vacuuming the car, and washing the clothes, folding the clothes, and most of all, putting them away. Yeah, all those lovely, fun things we hate to like. Yes, we get to rest from all of our work, just as Christ did. Genesis 2:2 says, Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Like all my friends, my peers, and people I'm really close with as well at school, they always come up to me and ask me if I can do some computer gaming with them online. Or sometimes they invite me to their house and ask me to come to the basketball court with them on a Saturday or Friday night. And I always have to tell them I can't because I have to open up the Sabbath on a Friday evening and go to church on a Sabbath Saturday. But that's okay with me because I get to hang around people who know what I'm feeling, which is loving the Lord and his commandments. John 14:15 says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So what do we do on the Sabbath besides rest? This is where the fun part begins. We do testimonies that are both emotional and funny. We sing songs of praise around a bonfire. We go out on nature trail walks. And we have dinner together. We talk about what God has done in our lives. We visit and feed the homeless. We play Bible games. We tease and love our pastor. We even continue the fun after the Sabbath. Mind you, after the Sabbath. We play volleyball, soccer. We go bowling, and so much more. So, in conclusion, the Sabbath is mostly about rest and acknowledging our God and his nature. It is also about resting from all the work we do during the work week. We also study and build a relationship with the Lord and fellowship with him and others. And all that's all right with me. Happy Sabbath, y'all.
Hello, happy Sabbath. The key word is way. So, yeah. I sometimes struggle, and you may too, with knowing what to do in tough situations or knowing how or the right way to solve our problems or even for me just knowing how to obey God's commands and how I should grow in my faith. But God knows all of our struggles and all of our weaknesses. And if we go to him, he will answer to our problems and he will give us a way out. God is able to help us through everything, but we still need to do our part and come to him in prayer. And we need to do our very best to obey his commands. God has always been gracious towards us. And for example, in the Old Testament, when Joshua sent two men from Shittim to spy on the land of Jericho, and when the king of Jericho was out to get the two Israelites, God provided a way for the two spies to get out of the city. Because of a woman named Rahab and her letting down out of her window by letting them down out of the window by a red rope.
And in exchange, when the Israelites came to capture the city, Rahab and her family and her and everybody in her house were saved. God doesn't leave us to guess about what we are to do. And we may have many struggles, but it's important to look at how we might be struggling with keeping the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a holy sign between God, and is also a very productive way to live. It gives us discipline when we are working and preparing our lives for the Sabbath. We are not just putting everything off so that we claim we have work to do or something to do on the Sabbath. We are not, God forgives us for sinning against the Sabbath and struggling to keep it, but we have to go to him humbly. God will give us a way from all our struggles if we try our hardest to obey him. And in closing, I'm going to read Exodus 35, verse 2. Work shall be done for 6 days, but on the seventh day shall be a holy day for you, a Sabbath rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. Amen. Sabbath is a gift from God, and we should try our best and pray to keep it.